They're looking pretty good. We're just talking about where to go from that point. So things are looking good as a whole in the search for a new minister for us. That's a great thing. For those of you who don't know, today is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. So what we're going to do today during our sermon is we are going to join in with thousands of other congregations and offer up prayers this morning to those that are members of the church who are persecuted throughout the world. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up and I'm going to show a short video. There is music in the video, so please don't let that distract you from the message. So we're not trying to do anything new and super and crazy unique here. It's just I have no control over the production of the videos. But this video is a very, very powerful message, and I ask that you just please concentrate on this message.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, kadus, 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 rabbal fad, zameen asman ke khalik malik, tera shukr ada karte is pyare mauka ke liye jitne hamari zameen mein bakhsh diya, tera shukr ada karte hain khuda is subah ke liye khudaanda ki tune hamari zameen mein bakhsha ki nayi subah de sake khudaanda khuda tera shukr ada karte hain bachcho ke liye khudaanda
Today in Pakistan, we Christians are second-class citizens. Though we have committed no crime, we are ostracized and banished to the lowest place in society. Often we are forced to leave our villages and our own homes. We cannot get good jobs. And we have no voice in government. What is left for us is servitude. Sewage work. And we know we will never advance. But we have a church, a place where Christians come together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, to sing His praise, to study His word. For while our country has turned its back on us, God has not. Sometimes it is not easy. The loss, the injustice. So please remember to pray for us. That we will continue to live together in fellowship. that we will continue to see the joy of the Lord in our lives, and that we will persevere in our faith no matter the cost. And please remember, we are praying for you.
Thank you for standing by with me. I really appreciate it. That tells a story that I would have a hard time telling myself. We in America, we don't see prosecution very much. And then what we do, most of it we can get away from. There's these folks have no say in the government whatsoever. They have no ability to move up in their business because of that. And this is just one area in Pakistan. The video is brought to us by the Voice of the Martyr. It's a organization that I was introduced to by Bruce, and they do a lot of information, getting information out there for us. And so, from the Voice of the Martyr, what they tell us is the number one thing that persecuted Christians around the world request is prayers. They don't request money. They don't request anything other than our prayers. And that's pretty fantastic. So what we're passing out now is we're passing out a list. These are the specific things that we should pray for them. And we'll go through those. The first thing on our list there is a sense of God's presence. A sense of God's presence. We have Hebrews 13:5, which tells us, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, I will never leave you, never will I forsake you. That's a quote from Deuteronomy 13:6. That ability for us to feel God's presence is pretty fantastic. But when you're oppressed, that is harder to feel, that presence. So one of the things that we request for them is we pray for that. We pray for them specifically to feel that presence of God. The second thing on our list is to know that we are praying for them. We have 2 Timothy 1 and 3 is our example. I thank God, whom I serve, as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, at night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. How do you think Timothy felt when he got that letter that said Paul was constantly praying for him? That's pretty fantastic. And then number three there, experience God's comfort, as in 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us by his grace and gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Experience God's comfort. Once again, that's kind of easy for us to do in this modern day and time. Right now, most of us should be experiencing God's comfort. We're here amongst our brothers and sisters, and we're not persecuted. There's nobody trying to keep us from worshiping this morning. And so there's a little bit of a comfort that involves in that, being around other like-minded folks. And so we would specifically ask that we pray for this. Now, I don't know how many of you know about my history. My first career was in the culinary world, and that didn't work out so well, so I joined the Navy because I got tired of working every holiday and weekend. Well, next thing you know, I'm working every day, not just holidays and weekends. So we go from there. One of the things that I had to do is I had to become a recruiter. And while I was recruiting, what you're doing is you're selling a lifestyle. You're selling a lifestyle. I want to be like Mike. That's kind of hard to do. So they send us to these classes and we learn how to sell. Well, The number one thing I learned about selling was called the ABCs of selling. Always be closing. Always be closing. Basically what that means is as you're going through a conversation, you constantly check for acceptance. And at some point in that conversation, whoever you're talking to is going to either confirm that, yeah, this is what they want to do, or you'll get to the end of the conversation and it's not a sale. The reason I say that is what sticks with me is because it's like praying. We're told to pray constantly, right? Continuously praying. Well, the Greek word that's used there doesn't actually mean continuously. It means without an excessive gap. It means a repetition. So it doesn't mean that my mind has to 100% all day, all night, every night be in prayer to God. But what it does mean is it needs to be consistent. It needs to be regular. So basically, when we our prayer life needs to be lined up that way. It needs to be consistent. It needs to be regular. And so at this time, what I'll do is I'll ask Bruce to come up and offer up a prayer for these first three items on this list.
Let's all pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you for our brothers and sisters throughout the world that endure many hardships that we don't face daily. I feel privileged to have grown up in a nation that at least at one time was considered a godly nation. I know that could be argued today. But I grew up with the freedom of worshiping you as I understood you. And there's so many people throughout the world that don't have that freedom, Father. I pray that they will have a sense of your presence in their lives, to know that they are on track, I guess. That we all need to know somehow that we're headed in the right direction, Father. Bless them as they struggle. Bless them as they persevere. Help them to know also, Father, that we are praying for them and appreciate so much that they pray for us. We should be about this constantly, Father. As Keith said, our prayers are powerful, and yet if we don't lift those prayers, the power doesn't go anywhere. So help us, Father, to take the time in our busy days to pray and to lift up our brothers and sisters, and to know that they are lifting us up as well. And Father, I just pray that that they will have a sense of family, that we have a sense of family. It just breaks my heart every time I see that fellow climb down into that hole. Father, no human being should have to do these things. And yet they persevere in that kind of surroundings because they love you. Help us to love you as much. Help us to pray for them and know that they are praying for us. And Father, I pray that we will never be persecuted, but if it comes, help us to stand firm for you and never shrink back. Thank you for your precious Son. We can do nothing without him, Father. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Bruce. Next on our list, we move down to number four. see God open doors for evangelism. How important is that? That's a prayer we should have for ourselves here. That's something that we need to work on here. But how much harder is it in the area where you're trying to reach folks that know that if they accept what you're telling them, if they accept God and Christ the way that we do, that they'll become second-class citizens? That's tough, going into knowing that. Colossians 4, 2 and 3, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open doors for our message, so that we may proclaim the mysteries of Christ, for which I am in chains. They also ask us to pray, number 5, boldly share the gospel. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm a little shy to share the gospel here. In the freedoms that we enjoy in America, I cannot even imagine the boldness that's required to approach somebody in some of these persecuted areas. And number 6 on our list, mature in their faith. Colossians 1, 28 and 29. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. That's an awesome prayer. That's an awesome desire. We should desire that in our own congregation. We should also pray that so that those in the persecuted church would have what it takes to stand up and what it takes to boldly share the gospel and then what it takes to become mature in those conditions. This time, I would like to ask Brent to come up and specifically pray for those.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we are humbled by those who ask in the conditions that they suffer for open doors. God, we have many open doors here. Help us to see them. God, help us to realize that you are the hope that folks around us need every day. We ask that you would help those around the world and your church here to be bold as they go out and spread this news, but in that boldness, we pray that we'd be gentle and understanding. And we know that this understanding and gentleness is only going to come through study of your word. Help us to be in your word. Help us to mature as Christians. Help your church around the world become as Christ, to study and to know you, to put you on every day as we go in and go out. God, watch over us, be with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brent. As we get down to number 7 on our list, be granted the wisdom in covert ministry. We have the opportunity to freely advertise any event that we're going to have here in the building. Any event that we want to do, whether we want to go back to do an old school revival or whether we just have a special day that we want to celebrate and we want to invite folks to come to. But trying to do that covertly, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. Number 8, remain joyful amid suffering. I tell you right now, I have a splinter in my thumb that I can't get out. And that's, to me, that's suffering. That's nothing. That is nothing. You know, I was in the orange tree, and the thing got me. That is nowhere near suffering. Part of what we saw up here on the video, that's just one example in Pakistan. There's a website, iCommitToPray.com, that you can go there, and there's stories of many, many people who have things going on that are oppressing them, things in their life, people that have been beaten for their beliefs, people that have lost their jobs. There's all kinds of stories of people that specifically are asking for prayers. So if you have it in you and you have the ability to get on the internet, take a look at that. Take a look at that. Number 9, forgive and love the prosecutors, those that are prosecuting them. In Matthew 5, verse 44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Man, that's hard. Man, that is very, very hard. And the last one on our list, be rooted in God's word. That's a prayer for all of us. Not just the persecuted church, but all of us in the church. All believers in Christ. That's a prayer that we need for everyone. So will you go to God in prayer with me one more time? Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning asking that you grant those that are in the persecuted church the wisdom to understand and the wisdom to see open doors that they can use to present you to them. And Father, we offer a special prayer that they can remain joyful during suffering, that they can be steadfast in their beliefs, and they will continue to look to you for their comfort. And Father, we also ask that you help them to forgive those that are persecuting them, to love them enough to even present the gospel to them as they're being persecuted. Father, this is something that my mind has a hard time wrapping around, but these folks live with it every day. And I pray that you strengthen them and help them to boldly proclaim that message. And Father, I pray for not just a persecuted church, but for all the church worldwide, that they be rooted in the Word, that they turn only to the Bible, only to the Scriptures, and use that, and not use other books that man have made to get their understandings from. Father, we pray for all of those that need strength. And we pray for those who are being reached to, that with a full understanding of the acceptance of you, the acceptance of Jesus, and the acceptance of the way, would lead to a harder life. And we pray for them to have strength in making that decision. And Father, this is our prayer this morning. Through Jesus' name, amen. That's hard to think of. That's a really hard subject to discuss. And I appreciate you humoring me and allowing me to show the video. I know that some people get really uncomfortable, and I understand that, and I'm sorry. But I think there was a purpose behind it, and I think it is really powerful. The video said something in a way that I could not say. I could not convey the depth that these people are suffering, because it's not something that I've experienced. I've been through a lot of the country when I was in the Navy, and one of the things that we did see is we saw a lot of children. We call them chicle kids, because they would come up to you and they'd pull on your pant legs and they would ask for chicle gum. And what they do is, actually, when you go in and you reach in for a couple of pennies to get them for the gum, your wallet's gone. They're out of there. That's their way of life. That's their only subsistence. So you always watch out for the chicle kids. Those kids are being brought up in a world that is not accepting to Christ. They don't understand it. They don't understand all of that. And so as we have folks that are out there that are ministering to the chicle kids, that are ministering to folks in Pakistan who are second-class citizens and have no say in the government, that nobody will listen to them, Let's try to remember those in prayer. And like I said, pray without ceasing doesn't necessarily mean all day, all night, 24 hours a day. But it does mean regular. And let's make our prayer life regular. And as we go through that, let's pull this list out and let's take a look at it. Let's pray for those things specifically. It's so powerful that people that are oppressed, that all they ask for is prayer. They understand the power of prayer. And we need to instill that in our brains, the power of prayer, and keep that communication going with God. And as we go through that conversation with God every day, just, you know, always be checking, always be closing, always be asking God. And when something happens to you, maybe the first thing that happens for me, the first thing that happens is, wow, God, thank you. Or, oh, Lord, please help me find a way through this. Please let me be smart enough not to hurt myself. Whatever it happens to be. And so I pray for all of you that that's what happens to you and your prayer life gets stronger. That the first thing that comes to mind is not how do I fix this, but Lord, show me the wisdom and how to get through this. I know I haven't said anything that's like totally amazing this morning. I haven't wowed anybody. But I know that folks have needs. I know prayers are very powerful. And so if anybody here has a need for a prayer, if they want one of the elders to come up and pray with you, or maybe you don't want everybody to know about it and you want to come up later and just grab one of us. And it doesn't have to be one of the elders. Just grab one of the men and go, hey, pray with me. And if it's something that maybe that one of the men or one of the elders can't deal with you, there's some women here that'll sit down and pray with you. If you're a woman and you don't want to bring out some information or whatever it happens to be, there's some mature women that would be glad to pray with you. Because, you know, women take care of women. It's amazing. It is totally amazing. Us men, we should learn some stuff by that once in a while. But if you need prayers in any way, or if you've been studying the gospel and you're thinking that maybe today's the day that you need to be baptized, we have water. It's ready. It's here. So as we sing this song, come forward and make your needs be known.
Thank you, Keith, for that message. I think we get comfortable in this land of freedom and don't really realize how many people suffer in the world for the name of Jesus. I just hope we won't forget this, that we will